This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Nick Giannino, sports editor of the Gloucester Times, and of course, for many years at the Salem News, and of course, still under the same parent company, the umbrella there, from north of Boston Media Group. And Nick, welcome. There's a long introduction for you, huh?
Yeah, I love it. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right. So, Nick, you are going to Dallas, and I want to get into that in just a moment here. But, well, let's get into it right now. So tell us, you got word that you're going to be covering the Celtics for the papers and headed to Dallas very soon for Game 3 Wednesday night.
Yes, sir. So haven't had the opportunity to get on the road yet, but obviously with the Celtics being in the finals now, pretty big deal. Going for banner 18, you know, haven't been able to get to the top of that mountain since 2008. So, yeah, I was given the opportunity to head out to Dallas for games 3 and 4. I'll be flying out Tuesday morning and coming back on Saturday and, you know, providing coverage throughout the trip, off days, game days, all that good stuff. And obviously we'll have our excellent staff photographer, Paul Bilodeau, joining me on the trip. So he will be getting plenty of photos from the action at the game, press conferences, shoot-arounds, all that good stuff. And we plan to put some local spin on it, too, you know, find some people from this area that relocated to the Dallas area and remain big Celtics fans. We know they're out there. Obviously, the Celtics fans travel well, and Texas seems to be, like, a pretty popular place to relocate to these days. And already was able to get in touch with a few people from this area that are out there and pulling for the Celtics. So I imagine there's going to be more green jerseys in Dallas than there were blue in Boston.
Yeah, that sounds like it's pretty possible. I guess you're right. Yeah, it's been a while for the Celtics here for a championship, and I think we're due for one here. And you and I have talked a number of times this year, Nick, about this team and. I really think this team has evolved, even in the last month, maybe even in the last several weeks. It's evolved into a much more of a team. And case in point, there's the differences between Game 1 and Game 2 in this championship series. But I'll let you take it from there. But do you agree with me on that piece, that this is a much better team, if you will, and when I emphasize the word team?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've been covering them all season, you know, periodically throughout the regular season when I could. I obviously made the transition to the Gloucester Times sports editor in January, so that was a bit of a whirlwind. But been following them pretty closely all season. Obviously had the best record in the NBA this year. But they went into the playoffs with some question marks, right? I mean, they've done this before, like we spoke about off the air here, Bill. You know, they've had some great regular season teams, and for whatever reason, they tended to sputter out or kind of panic a little bit deep in the playoffs, and that hasn't been the case this season. I think first and foremost, you know, Brad Stevens did a terrific job kind of rounding out the roster around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you know, bringing in a Jrue Holiday, bringing in a Kristaps Porzingis, and they've just been terrific fits. But like you said, the biggest thing is they're a team. I mean, any one of those guys, they're entire starting lineup, and Al Horford coming off the bench. He's actually been starting in the finals with Porzingis coming back from injury. But those top six guys, you know, even Pritchard and Hauser coming in, hitting some big shots here and there. It really is a team mentality this year. And I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are at the points in their careers where they just want to do whatever it takes to win. And if that's Jason Tatum going out and dishing 12 assists like he did in Game 2, that's what he's got to do. You know, he had an off-shooting night, but Jrue Holiday picked up the slack. Jaylen Brown was good, and Derek White. So they just have a ton of weapons. They're hard to stop, right? I mean, Dallas is a much-improved defensive team this season with some of the pieces they brought in, and I wrote a column about that heading into the finals. With, you know, Daniel Gafford, the big guy, and P.J. Washington, who's actually played very well in this finals so far. So they got pieces, too, and they can defend. But when the Celtics move the ball and they play unselfish, they're just really hard to stop. And they shoot a ton of threes. They didn't hit a ton of threes in Game 2. And when you're able to win a game like that where you're not hitting your threes, knocking down your threes, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So that says a lot about how far they've come, kind of, you know, since Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum got there. And Al Horford's obviously a veteran leader on this team that's trying to get them over the hump. And Drew Holiday has really just accepted his role and kind of learned on the fly of, you know, what he needs to do to make this team better. And when he needs to score, he's going to score like he did in game two. So, yeah, it's been impressive to watch. I think they've kind of verified their regular season with this postseason run, you know, going, what is it now, 14-2, something like that. They've only lost two games. They're up 2-0 now on Dallas, heading on the road. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, they've had so many lights-out kind of three-point games, including that game one where, what, they had 7 three-point makes in the first quarter. In the game two, did they even make 7 three-pointers in the game? But they went for a while. They were not there, you know, for a while in that game, as we talked the game last night. But nonetheless, I mean, again, as you point out, different games, different ways to win. That's what makes this team a team. You touched on so many things, Nick, there, but I always liked that sixth player. And what a sixth player performance did Porzingis put on in game one when he came off the bench, if you will. And, man, he just lit the place up at both ends of the court. I mean, when have we seen a performance like that? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. And we didn't really know what to expect with him returning to the lineup after – what, about a month off with that calf injury? I know he was a little nervous of how he was going to respond physically, but in terms of the basketball skill, it was there. And he, you know, his teammates got him involved early. He got hot early, started knocking down some shots. And that's just another weapon to have to add to this team. I mean, what do you have, 21 points in, or 20 points in 21 minutes in that game? And game two, he did all right. He had 12 points. He chipped in. He's still a threat to block shots at the rim, another guy to have down there. So, yeah, I mean, they did this run, this playoff run, largely without him, you know, getting hurt in the first series. And you say, man, when you add this piece, it's just like, how do you stop this team? And he's not even playing big minutes right now, but he doesn't have to because Al Horford's in there and he's still steady Eddie and they got all these other guys. So that's what it comes down to, Bill, is it's just a true team. Got to be top to bottom the most stacked team in the league, and they're proving it right now.
You know, I've also enjoyed the broadcast. Now, you on ABC with Mike Breen and Doris Burke and so on. Doris Burke made a comment last night which was so right on in the sense, and it's obvious, I get it, but Porzingis goes up to defend, as you just mentioned, in the paint, blocks a shot, he goes up. There are very few people in the league that can go up like him, and he doesn't even come close to committing a foul, but he makes that clean block on the interior. I mean, that's how great an impact he has on the game. He's a remarkable athlete in that regard.
Yeah, having him back again has just been a game changer. And a lot of those shots that he blocks, he's barely getting off the ground, but he's 7'2", and he's so long, he just – you know, players might think they can get over the top of him, and then he's there and he's blocking the shot, like you said, without fouling. You don't see him really get a lot of foul calls against him in the paint like that. So that's been huge. There was this one play, I think it was in game one, where Derrick Jones Jr. for Dallas, who's probably one of the most athletic guys in the league, you know, soars through the gym. He went up for a two-handed dunk, you know, thought he could just elevate over the top, and Porzingis met him right at the rim and swatted it away. So it's plays like that come up huge. And then you got, you know, you look at game two, you got Derek White coming all the way down for a chase down block with Jaylen Brown. And that was huge. So they're getting it done at both ends of the floor, and their versatility is just, you know, a sight to behold.
Yeah, I got one last thing to share with you, Nick, and that would be, and I don't want to keep you too long here, but you know, during the regular season, I don't know how much defense is played. I know defense is played, but come these playoffs, the Celtics are playing defense. Jaylen Brown in particular. We just talked about Porzingis here in the championship series and so on. But there are guys getting after it defensively. And, you know, I think that is been huge as well, so, in particular in the previous series. In some key games, defense has been huge, and this team has stepped up defensively. And I think that's like That's the difference here because this team is playing defense in this postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, they might take some nights off on that side of the floor during the regular season. You know, maybe they get up for a big game against one of the top Eastern teams or the top Western teams. But it really goes to another level come playoff time. And I think the officiating, too, is a little bit more lenient in the playoffs, especially in the finals. You know, they're going to let a little bit more go. It's going to be a really physical game. I mean, you look at just the scores in the first two games here. They held Dallas under 90 points in game one. They held them under 100 in game two. But then you look at the Celtics, and they're only scoring, you know, what would they have, 105 in game two, and I think 107 or 108 in game one. So it's not like they're lighting the world on fire offensively, but it's their defense that, like you said, is coming up huge. And the ability to switch and guard multiple positions, and they just have so much versatility on that side of the floor. And I agree with you. I think that's been the difference.
All right, Nick, we'll look forward to read everything that you present to us here and in the Salem News and Gloucester Times and the other papers as well. Here's my last question, though, for you. You're heading out to Dallas. You'll be on the plane in the morning. What are you going to be on your laptop? Or are you going to be listening to music with the headphones during the flight? What, watching a movie? You know, I don't know what the movie is that you're going to be playing, that'll be playing there. But what are you going to be doing during the flight?
You know what, Bill? I got an early flight. It's about 4 hours from Boston to Dallas. So my hope is to catch some Z's on the flight. But we'll see how that goes. I don't always sleep terrific on flights. So we'll see how that goes. If not, yeah, I'll probably throw on a movie. I'm going to keep the work to a minimum traveling over there because I'll just be so busy with stuff once I get down there. Planning on going right to the shoot around on Tuesday. And then obviously we got the game three on Wednesday and game four on Friday. So we'll see. You know, they might be going for the sweep on Friday in Dallas. I do think that Dallas is going to put up a fight in game three. So maybe they cut it to 2-1, but we'll see how it all unfolds. But yeah, that's my plan. Try and catch some sleep on the flight out there for sure.
Well, there's some exciting stuff for our listeners there. Nick, thanks for sharing that. But that's perfect. I get it. No, you're right. When you do that stuff and you're out there, you're it's kind of nonstop, you know, because you don't want to miss out on anything while you're there, for sure, as far as a story or whatever. You got to be around and be be present for sure. But Nick, thank you. Congrats. Have a great trip. You too, and hopefully we'll catch up when you get back.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll be celebrating a championship by the time I get back.
All right. Will the company send you on a duck boat if they come back with a championship, Nick? What are the chances?
That's a good question. We'll see what I can finagle. You know, we know they'll have a big parade, and we'll certainly get some coverage from that, but kind of wait and see at this point.
This guy, Giannino, is talking about riding the duck boat. Come on, Nick. Okay. All right, Nick, take care. Have a great trip, and thanks again for your time.
No problem, Bill. Anytime. Thanks
Nick,
for having me.
Yeah, Nick Giannino, Gloucester Times sports editor here on MSONewsSports.com.